我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父。
Heavenly Father.
若不是你建造房屋，建造的人也是枉然。
If it's not you building, that whoever works on it, winless.
若不是你看守城池，看守的人也是枉然。
If it's not you, look after the town, that whoever guards it is in vain.
若不是你今天在这里教导我们，我们所说的也都是枉然。
If it's not your spirit to teach us, that all we're saying are vainless.
天父，就请求你亲自在这里掌管。
Lord, we ask you present yourself here.And control everything.
尤其是控制我的舌头。
Especially control our tongue.
把你要释放的话语，借着孩子作为工具释放出来。
So that we can be the channel to release your words.
愿你的灵在我们当中运行。
May your Holy Spirit be moved upon us.
所以你的话语释出去以后，不会往返。
So your words came out and until it has its fullness yield.
我们祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我开始以前，我想先问在我们当中的青年少年，甚至于年纪轻一点的孩子们一个问题。
So I want first to ask the youth a question.
Have you ever used the word not fair? Have you? Have you?
你们曾经用有没有用过不公平这种说法？
I have too.
我也这样说过。
So, I think you want to know why things are unfair, right?
我想你们很想知道为什么事情是不公平的呢？
你们可能也有你们自己的原因。
You may have your own reason.
那么今天我们来 compare 我们的 notes, 好吧？
So today, let us compare all our thinking.
父亲母亲们，弟兄姐妹们，我们也常常感觉到 life is just not fair.
To brothers and sisters, parents, that we often feel that 生活并不是那么公正的。
在我们每天生活上常常遇到不公平的事。
Oftentimes in our daily life, we feel that the unfairness.
被人家误解。
Misunderstood by others.
被人家诬告。
Misrepresented or judged by others.
被好的朋友出卖。
And betrayed by your best friends.
让人家使你失望。
And others make you so disappointed.
你明明比他工作好，比他努力，他被升了，你没有被升。
You're working hard and tried your best than others, but they are promoted.
心里面有的时候真是忍不过去啊。
And your heart felt that it's so not fair.
我们为什么觉得生命不公平？
Why we think life is not fair?
在这边这个人他说，假如生命公平的话，我会有我所需要的，因为我工作很好，很忙。很努力。
On your left side, that the man says, if life was fair, I would have everything because I work so hard.
在左边的，在我左边，你们右边的，啊，他说啊，假如生命公平的话，我就会有所有我都要的，因为我是这样好的一个人。
And on your right side, that the woman says, if life was fair, I would have everything because I'm such a good person.
这里给我们一个原因，为什么我们觉得生命不公平。
Here shows us a reason why life is not fair.
我们认为我们配得一切。
Because we think we are worthy of all things.
我们认为人家都是欠我的。
We think others all own us.
这是我们的傲。
This is our pride.
我们觉得我就应该有这些。
We think we deserve all good things.
我们得不到就不对。
If we cannot get it, it's somebody's fault.
另外一个原因呢，是我们的贪。
Another reason is our greediness.
这句话 The winter of discontent, 一个不满的冬天，是莎士比亚写 Richard III 开头的字。
This phrase is taken from Shakespeare's famous writing.
Richard III 叫做理查三世，他是英国的一个王。
He's a king of England.
莎士比亚把他形成是一个永远不能满足，心里充满了抱怨恶毒的一个王。
Shakespeare described him as a man that never content and always full of grudges and complaining in his heart.
其实历史上说他不一定是这样的人。
But the history tells a little bit different.
不管他是不是，那么莎士比亚这个剧本写的内容是形容一个内心不满、充满抱怨的人。
No matter if he's true or greedy or not, but Shakespeare in his writing describes this person that is never satisfied and content and always full of complaining.
是因为他内心的贪。
Because of the greediness in his heart.
就好像一个冬天又黑暗又冷又难受。
Just like an uncomfortable, dark and cold winter day.
当然他这个暗示是什么？春天带来的是 content.
What is his implication that gives us that spring always brings contentment?
Benjamin Franklin, 我们都知道哈 ,Dear Ben, 他说过这句话。他说啊，一个知足的人，不是知足可以使一个穷人富足，不知足使一个富人贫穷。
Benjamin Franklin said this: Content makes poor man rich. Discontent makes rich man poor.
一个贫穷的人怎么可以富足呢
？How could a poor man feel rich？
那么就是说，如果我们心里面不希望很多的东西
，If our heart hopes for a lot more，
我们就不会有抱怨
，Then we will not complain。
我们就没有愤怒
，Then we will not rage.
我们就不会不满
，And we will not feel discontent.
就不像理查三世啊
，Not like the King Richard III.
那么，当然了，那么他说，假如一个人不满，他就会愤怒，就会不满，就会有抱怨。那么他的生命虽然物质上富足，心理上很贫穷。
But if a man that is rich in and prosperity, but he's greedy, then he always wants more. Even though he's prosperous physically, but he never feel content in his heart.
一个是英国人说的，一个是美国人说的，这是我们中国人说的。
Before those two, that one saying from the English and one saying from American. Now, let us say see that how we Chinese describe this.
我们知足常乐。
And the one that is content always feel joyful.
圣经怎么说？
What the Bible says about this?
保罗说的，保罗跟提摩太说的。然而，敬虔加上知足的心，便是大利了。Paul
said this to Timothy, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
John Calvin 对这句经节的解释很好。
theologian John Calvin that gave a very good explanation over this sentence.
他说，一个属神的人，当他心里面没有任何的奢侈的欲望。For
a godly man, that if he has no any self gain in his heart,
而且为他自己这种谦卑。 贫穷的情况很满足的话,
if he's very content with his humble and poorly status,
他就是大利, great gain.
就, that is his great gain.
就是心里就有很大的益处,
and it's a great advantage for him.
所以使徒彼得 在我们刚刚念的经节里面，他告诉我们一件事。
So Peter told us this in his verses.
他说，我们基督徒在世上，我们就应该期待人家对我们不公平。
So we Christians, as we live in this world, we should expect others to treat us not fair.
他们就会 来逼迫我们,
they will persecute us.
他们甚至会诬告我们,
they even will slander us.
就因为我们是基督徒,
because we are Christian.
就因为发生在我们身上,
have this ever happened to you?
你们有没有人听说过，有的地方工作场合不准你带十字架？
Have you ever heard that in some workplaces you cannot wear the cross?
你有没有听说过，有的人办公室里或者你的 cubicle 他不许你摆圣经？
Or you cannot put up a Bible on your desk in your cubic area.
当我考执照的时候，
when I was tested for my license.
因为我不是考的所谓的用圣经的 theological therapeutic approach， 就是不是用圣经来帮助治理。
Because it's not regarding to how you how do my job with the biblical counseling。
我一定要同意，在我跟病人交谈，不能用圣经的话语。
I have to make agreement that when I was having conversation with my patient, I cannot use any biblical words.
我们以前有个州长是摔跤的，记得吧？
We used to have a wrestler as our governor.
他说基督徒是怎么样？
What,
记不记得？
How he described Christians?
他说基督徒都是 weak-minded， 心里很软弱的人。
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse， 在这个同样的，在彼得的时代，第一世纪，对基督徒的攻击、诬告更厉害。During
the first century, that Peter's time, that the persecution against the Christians is even more worse.
我们最近在查希伯来书，我曾经说，为什么希伯来作者写这封书信？
We're studying the Hebrews in our Bible study group. I was wondering why the author write this book.
希伯来书顾名思义是写给犹太的基督徒。
And this book, from his name, that is written to the Hebrew people.
这些人以前都是犹太教的。
They are all believes the Judaism.
都是服从法利赛人的。
And they all obey the Pharisees.
他们信了基督教以后，他们受的逼迫非常的痛苦。
But after they converted to Christianity, they faced the fierce persecution.
所以他们想干脆就回到以前，再回到犹太教里面去。
So they even want to go back to their own, to the Judaism.
所以这个作者就写了这封书信。
That's why the author wrote this book to encourage them.
告诉他们新约比旧约好。
And they, he told them that the New Testament is better than the Old Testament.
告诉他们基督要比犹太人大祭司更完美。
And Jesus Christ is greater and perfect than the High priest in the Old Testament.
那么在这个彼得的时代，他们说基督徒跟食人类的食肉，怎么讲？食人主义者相同 ，the cannibals.
And during that time, that they describe the Christians that they are similar to the cannibalism.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们又吃肉又喝血。
Because they drink the blood and eat the meat.
是谈到我们领主餐。
Regarding
是他们的误解。
That's their misunderstanding of our Lord's Supper.
他们说基督徒都是迷信的。
They think Christians are superstitious.
他们说基督徒都过不道德的生活。
And they live ungodly lives.
为什么？他们说我们要彼此相爱。
And because we claim that we love one another.
而且他们每个礼拜都有爱宴。
And they have love feast every week.
他没有去过，他就把基督徒的爱宴形容成是非常不道德的，吃喝玩乐、淫乱等等。
Because they never attend the true Christian fellowship, so they think all the fellowship are promiscuous.
所以我们知道了，人生是不公平的。
So we know that life is not fair.
被诬告
misrepresented.
有时候爸爸给弟弟吃的东西好，给你的东西没有那么好 not fair.
Sometimes the father gave the youngest better than yours, so it's not fair.
既然生命不公平，我们该怎么处理呢？
If life is not fair, it's a fact. How are we going to deal with it?
基督徒与非基督徒对不公平的生命的态度应该不一样。
The believers and unbelievers should have different attitude towards the fairness of the life.
我们都有新生命。
We all have new life.
那么我们的生命态度应该重生以前的态度不一样。
So our new life's attitude should be different from our old life.
什么是新生命？
What is new life?
耶稣说：“人若不舍己，背起自己的十字架来，就不配做我的门徒。”
And Jesus said, "If one do not deny themselves and carry their own cross, he is not worthy of his disciple."
很抱歉，我昨天讲话讲了太多了。
I talked too much yesterday. Sorry.
还有。什么叫舍己？
So what is denying yourself?
舍去我们的傲。
Deny your own pride.
舍去我们的贪。
And get rid of your greediness.
只是两个而已，还有更多。跟今天我们讲有关的，我们就注重在傲跟贪。
There's more, but today we concentrate on pride and discontent.
假如我们已经做了基督徒,
if we are a Christian,
在我自己来讲,
for myself,
傲很难控制,
pride is very hard to control.
贪也是一样,
greediness is all the same.
我2年前买了一部新车,
I bought a new car 2 years ago.
我现在又看人家的比我的更新,
but now I see others are newer than mine.
再买一部吧,
I want to buy another one.
我需不需要一部新的?
Do I really need a new car?
贪容不容易控制? 不是那么容易, 所以我们假如不除去我们的傲, 不除去我们的贪, 就很难除去我们的不满。
That's the greediness. If we do not get rid of the greediness, then it's hard for us to heal from the discontentment.
什么是新生命?
What is new life?
一个新生命就是一个克服的生命。
It's a life that you overcome yourself.
我们克服我们内心的傲, 克服我们内心的贪所给我们的捆绑。
Overcome the bondage that the greediness and the pride that is inside of us.
我们如果不克服这个捆绑的话,
if we do not overcome this bondage,
我们就不能够除去内心那种认为不公平的态度。
We cannot rid of the attitude that life is not fair.
所以我们如果要有新的生命,
if we want a new life,
就会应该有新的态度。
We need a new attitude.
所以今天我们从彼得的这个书信里面, 这个经节里面, 我们来看, 三个不同的新的态度。
So today we want to look at those three attitudes from the book of 1 Peter.
11节到12节是为神做见证, 13节到17节是以守法公民的态度, 18到25是做仆人的态度。
So from verse 11 to 12, it's the attitude that bear witness for God. From verse 13 to 17, it's the attitude that being a lawful citizen. From verse 18 to 25, it's the attitude of being a servant.
所以彼得说, 亲爱的弟兄啊, 你们是客旅, 是寄居的, 我劝你们要忌戒肉体的私欲, 贪跟傲, 啊, 这私欲是与灵魂征战的, 在你们, 你们在外邦人中, 应当品行端正, 叫那些毁谤你们的, 是作恶的, 因看见你们的好行为, 便在鉴察的日子, 归荣耀给神。 我们中英文就不念了啊，时间的关系。换句话说，我们要有一个基督徒的生命的好见证。这个好见证是我们可以控制我们的私欲，我们的品行端正。
So we need to bear a good witness for God. That is control our pride and discontentment.
这样我们就可以把 那些不信的毁谤我们的人, 把他赢过来,
so that we will win over those that who are not believing God and also reviling us.
这个我们已经谈过了哈。哦，这个人。 这个人是第二世纪希腊的一个哲学家, 他的名字叫做中文翻译成塞尔苏斯, 英文说是Celsus, 是个反基督徒的哲学家。
So this man is a Greek philosopher from the second century that anti-Christian.
人家认为他是当时基督徒 的最对基督徒最严厉、最逼迫的一个enemy 敌人。
So some claim that he is the biggest enemy during that time against the Christianity.
他写了一本书叫做《The True Word》，真的字。他这个《True Word》这本书是针对约翰福音来的，道出太初有道，道与神同在。他批评这个《True Word》。
So he wrote a book called The True Word. This book is totally against the Gospel of John that disclaim that the scripture there.
他说了不少有关基督徒的坏话，假的多，因为他本身是 ignorant.
He talked a lot to slander the Christians, and most of them false.Because he is ignorant.
可是他后来发现一件事。
But later on, he found one thing.
他发现这些在罗马地区、小亚细亚、希腊地区、小亚细亚一带的犹太人，他们的品行都很高尚。
But he noticed that the Christians that live in Rome and the Asia Minor.They have a very high moral standard.
他们有很高的道德标准，也翻得很好。所以，他就写信给希腊的政府，叫他们应该多欢迎犹太人、基督徒在政府里面服务。
So he even wrote a letter to the Roman government that.To welcome more Christians and Jewish people to work in the government.
所以彼得说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，好叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。
So Peter said, we live a good life among the pagans, that though.They accuse us of doing wrong, then they may see our good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us.
我们看第二点。
Let us look at the second.
以为做守法公民的态度来处理不公平的生命。
Have a right attitude of being a lawful citizen.
我们知道，在彼得的时代，有很多所谓的狂热的犹太党的人。
So we know that during Peter's time, there's a some that Jewish Judaizer that who are very fierce that about their belief.
他们不承认任何的政府，不承认任何的官长，他们只认神。
They do not acknowledge any government or any rulers. They only acknowledge God.
他们拒绝向政府付税。
They refuse to pay tax to the government.
所以彼得呢，他要基督徒在一个有敌意的、无神的、受毁谤，甚至受到逼迫的环境中，存着谦卑的态度，遵守政府。
So Peter admonished the Christians to, at that time, to live among those Gentiles, the godless men, people, and also.Slander Christians to give a good testimony and being a good citizen.
彼得说，我们这样做不是为了要避免惩罚。
And Peter said, we do this not only to avoid punishment.
是为了主的缘故。
And it is for the God's reason.
为什么？
Why?
罗马书十三章告诉我们，属世界的政府是神所允许的。
And the Romans chapter 13 that tells us that the government from the world that is allowed by God.
任何政府的权威是从神那里来的。
All the authorities are coming from God.
那么他也告诉我们，属世的政府惩罚邪恶，奖励良善。
And he also tells us the.Government of the world that they punish the evil and command the good.
我们住在美国。
We live in the United States.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
我们也要依靠美国的警察。
We also need to trust the policemen of the United States.
我们也要靠美国的法庭。
And we also need to trust the court.
他们是不是基督徒？不一定都是。
Are they Christians? Not necessarily.
同样，你只要在中国是做基督徒，他们更需要中国的政府，对不对？
It's the same that if you are a Christian in China, then there's still non-Christians in the government.
所以我们教会每个月有一个礼拜五专门为在这个世上的政府祷告。
So our church, we choose one Friday every month to pray for the government.
这是神的教导。
This is a teaching from God.
这是耶利米书。
It's taken from the book of Jeremiah.
神借着耶利米书告诉在外面被掳出去的犹太人。
Through the Jeremiah, then God teaches the Jews that in exile.
在前面第六五节、第六节，他告诉他们：你们到了那边，你们要盖房子，你们要成家，你们要立业，要生养众多。
And in verse 5 and 6, God told them that you need to build your house and marry and have your children and to live there.
结果到了第七节，他说：我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
In verse 7, he also said, Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper.
所以十五节，因为神的旨意原是要我们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
So it's God's will that we do good so that we can stop all the slanders from those that who are ignorant.
所以神的旨意要我们无论在任何的环境，即使在不公平的环境，我们要行善，要正直，要守法，要顺服掌权的。
So God's will is that we do good under all kinds of circumstances. No matter if it's good or face good or evil.
为什么？
Why?
那一些糊涂无知的人，他们看不看圣经？
For those who are ignorant or foolish,
他们不看。
They read the Bible, they don't.
但是他们会看什么？
But what they will look at?
他会看我们的行为。
They will look at our deeds.
他会，我们行为是正直还是不正直？
If we are right or wrong.
其实我们做基督徒的有 double jeopardy, 有双重的困难。为什么？
Why?
Why? 我在想为什么？我为什么说这句话？啊，这上面没有写。因为我们不守法，人家就加倍的责备我们。
If we do not abide the law, then they will punish us more.
不是基督徒不守法，不守法就不守法。你基督徒啊，你是基督徒，你还不守法。
But for non-Christians, if you do not abide the law, then seems it's all right. Nobody will blame you. But for Christians, then they will blame.
他们对我们的期待更高。
They have higher expectation from us.
他们不看圣经，不寻求神，他看我们的行为。
They do not read God, read God's word, and do not seek God, but they can see our deeds.
所以，如果我们行善，尤其在不公平的时候，行善、正直、守法、顺服，我们就可以借助这个做两件事。
So if we do good during the unjust circumstances, then we can do two things.
一个是为道。
And we are apologetics.
一个是传福音。
And we also can proclaim God's gospel.
那么我们看第三个。
Let us look at the third point.
我们是要以仆人的态度来处理不公平的生命。
And being a servant, the attitude of a servant to deal with the unfairness of life.
在彼得的时代，这个仆人包括很多是奴隶。
During Peter's time, there's a lot of servants, including slaves.
在他们那个教会中，有很多是奴隶，有很多是佣人，就是 domestic help 啊，佣人是吧？
So there's many slaves or servant helper in the house.
你们记得保罗曾经为一个奴隶，他写了一封书信给他的仆人。
Remember, Paul wrote a letter for a slave to his master.
那么在我们这个社会呢，我们是什么人的仆人？
So at our time,
在属事方面，我们在工作上是仆人。
From the worldly point that when we work, we are servants.
大半我们不是自己的 boss.
We are not our own boss.
你有上司。
You have boss.
你有头子。
You have head.
所以现在美国这个工作环境里面很有意思，他们注重现在的环境里面注重的是什么？注重的是权力。
So in nowadays circumstances, that people that emphasize the authority.
他们是注重我自己的 right.
We focus on individual's right.
尤其是 millennial, 他们是很自我主义的。这个 millennial 不知道怎么翻，有没有人翻过？千年代。后摩登，现 millennial， 像你常常会听到 millennial 这个 millennial 那个，啊，就千年代人好了。Anyway， 他们更是要维持他自己的权利。
So they are focused on their own self-right.
他们不顺服。
Do not want to be obedient.
有一点他不满意。他就白人说我有白人的权利，黑人说我有黑人的权利， Black Lives Matters， 亚洲人我们也说我们亚洲人有亚洲人的权利，同性恋有同性恋的权利，每个人都有权利。
If we feel any unfairness, then we will insist our own right. The white insists their right, and black has black right. Asian people has Asian people's right, and homosexual has their own rights.
所以他一不如意，他就罢工。
So they will on strike if they feel it's not fair.
他就抗议。
They will protest.
你如果对我不公平，如果我觉得我的权利被你侵犯了，我就不能忍受。
I cannot bear if I feel that my right is violated.
我们保罗的教导是要怎么样？我们不要抗议，我们要顺服。
But Paul's teaching is we do not protest, but we want to be obedient.
那保罗给我们立了一个原则，在十八节到二十节这里。
Paul gives us a principle, from verse 18 to 20.
他说，无论是主人或是上司，如何的刻薄。如何的无理，这是我用我自己的语言解释他的经节，不是圣经的真正的字哈。所以无论主人和上司对我们如何的刻薄，如何的无理，我们仍然要以顺服和尊敬的态度忍受。
So we need to submit and respect even to those that who are not respectable or considerate.
那么在十九节他就说， 我们能够，如果能够忍受不公平的待遇，是因为我们要叫我们的良心对得住神。
So verse 19, he said, "It is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is conscious of God."
而且，我们都知道，神是无所不在，神是无所不知。
So we know that God is everywhere and He's all knowing.
所以，彼得说，我们作恶作善，神都知道。
So Peter said, no matter we do good or evil, God knows all.
如果因行善受苦，能忍耐，我们会得神的喜爱。
So if we suffer for doing good and endure it, and it's commendable before God.
二十一节。回到二十一节看看有没有啊？我们看二十一节啊，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Verse 21, because to this we were called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow.In his steps.
换句话说，彼得说，我们蒙召就是要跟随耶稣的榜样，行善受苦。
And use another words that Peter told us that we are called to follow Jesus' example, to suffer and to do good.
如果人要说生命不公平，哪一个人的生命要比耶稣的生命还不公平
？If we talk about the fairness, so whose life is even more unfair than Jesus Christ?
没有一个人，你能受他的苦吗
？Can you bear the suffering?
我们能喝他的杯吗
？Can we drink his cup?
以基督来就是在。受苦中行善。
Because Jesus came to suffer, to do good in suffering.
所以二十二节引用以赛亚五十三章那里，他说：“耶稣从来没有犯罪，在行为上、语言上完全的无辜。”
So verse 22 is from the book of Isaiah. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth.
口里没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So when he was insulted, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat and entrusted himself to God.
我们被骂还不还口
？And when we being insulted, will we return?
耶稣说，人家打你左脸，你把右脸也给他。
Bible says, if one hits your left cheek, you give them the right.
Tim Keller, 我很喜欢这个人的写作的东西。他是纽约 Manhattan Redeemer Presbyterian Church 的主任牧师。
Tim Keller, a pastor that in New York, Manhattan.
他说过一句话
He said this,
很简单
very simple.
他说我们做了基督徒以后我们就失去了不被人家得罪的权利
So after we became Christian we lose the right that being misunderstood by others
很有道理
It's very
人家骂我我们不觉得是被人家欺负，人家骂我，我不认为是被人家得罪。
When one curses us, that we do not feel that we are cursed or insulted.
在任何不公平的环境中，我们只要把自己交托给按公义审判人的主。
And we need to entrust ourselves under all kinds of unfair circumstances into the hand of a God that who are just.
因为我们的主被挂在木头上。
Because our Lord is hanging on the cross.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
He bore all our sin.
使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So that we're dead in our transgressions, so we live for righteousness.
因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
Because of the wounds he suffered, that we are healed.
我们的医治是来自耶稣的受难。
Our healing is from the suffering of Jesus.
所以彼得提醒我们。
So Peter reminds us.
不管人对我们如何的不公平。
No matter how men treat us unfairly.
我们不必怕。
We should not fear.
他们能够给我们受多少害处。
So how many sufferings we can endure?
我们都可以因为耶稣为我们所受的苦得到医治。
We can all be healed by the suffering that Jesus endured.
得到复原。
And we can be recovered, restored.
所以二十五节说，我们从前好像迷路的羊。如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督。
So verse 25 says, For we were all like sheep going astray, but now we have returned to the shepherds and the overseers of our souls.
若不是因为耶稣对神的完全顺服，自愿忍受的一切的逼迫和苦难。
If it's not Jesus Christ who totally, completely be obedient to God the Father and bear all our sufferings.
我们如今，要不然我们如今还是迷途的。
And we will all still like a sheep. And
但是我们得救了。
But we are saved.
我们不再迷途。
We are no longer
a 我们有新生命。
We have new life.
我们克服了一切不公平的事。
We have already overcome all the unfairness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Jesus Christ.
我们真是要谢谢你。
We truly want to thank you.
你在世上所受的一切的不公平的待遇。
All the unfair suffering that you have endured.
你受到的侮辱。
And the insult you have.
你受到的遗弃。
And the abandonment from.
甚至你自己的门徒都出卖了你。
Even your own disciple betrayed you.
你为了这一切，都是为了我们。
All this you have done for us.
我们真是巴不得我们有你的生命在我们里面。
So we're longing to have your life in us.
帮助我们有这个新的生命。
Help us with our new life.
我们可以克服世上一切的苦难。
So that we will overcome all the sufferings in this world.
真是让我们心里面是富足的。
So truly we feel our heart is rich and content.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。